This episode of Counting Cars. Why is 68 charging?
My dad always had Mopars. So my idea is I want to build him a car and surprise him with it.
That's a huge thing. It's time to do a Counts Customs calendar. And I want you guys to all take a picture of yourself with a car that you like.
Here you go.
You're hiding a 1968 Charger, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready, man. I'm ready. I can't wait to see this. This ain't it, right? Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in. Wow, what would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Come on back.
We're working late, waiting for a customer who's coming in. He wants us to build him a 68 Charger. He and his son drove all the way in from Michigan with some precious cargo in his truck. I'm pretty psyched to find out what he's hauling.
Danny.
What's going on, gang?
Hey, this is Robert.
Robert, how are you, man?
His son, Darren.
Darren, how you doing, brother?
Good.
Nice to meet you. How old are you?
10.
I love your shirt. American Muscle.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Anyways, Robert's got the motor that he's already had rebuilt. It's a 440, it's already been dyno-tuned and ready to go. And he's got the transmission as well.
You came out swinging, brother.
Yeah.
So we just got to find the car.
Yeah.
It's not every day that somebody brings me an engine and wants me to build a car around it. It's usually the other way around. But I love Chargers, and they're quite the American icon. Frankly, a personal favorite. 68 Charger's been in great movies like Bullet and Blue Velvet. And probably the most famous Charger would be the General Lee from the show Dukes of Hazzard. Tell me something. Why a 68 Charger?
Well, back in the day, my dad always had Mopars. Mopar fan.
Nice.
And of course, family comes around, kids and all that. He sold them all.
Gotcha.
So my idea is I want to build him a car and surprise him with it. You know, all the years for doing stuff and always being there. And I think that would be a great thing.
That's a huge thing. I dig it. Tell me, what are you guys seeing with the Charger? When you see it done, what does it look like in your head?
I would like to do factory stock. I think that's kind of what I have in my mind.
A factory type of vibe to it.
Yep. With doing some late modifications, you know, with suspension.
Drivability things.
Yeah.
You got a color combo in your head?
I'm thinking a deep purple, kind of black with a black interior.
Oh, very nice. Let's see what kind of goodies you got packed up over here, man. You brought me your washer?
I like it. Yeah, washer, brand new washer for you.
See what kind of toys you're hiding up in here, man. Look at that. Oh, my gosh, man, that's gorgeous. Nothing like a big black Chrysler 440, man, just to make your car happy.
Of course, I did it in the old Timmy orange.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, let me get the picker, bro, and we'll get this baby on the road, man. That's just great. Go.
Put some American Muscle into it.
You come over here and put some American Muscle into it. Come on.
There you go. Show it how. Hey, dude, there we go.
Growing up around tons of cars and working on them, I wanted to take part and build the motor, so I had a chance to help participate in getting the car built the right way and the way it should be for my dad.
Good, man.
All right.
Looks steady.
There we are.
It's good. So does your dad have any clue at all that you're doing this?
He knew at one time I wanted to do a car, but he doesn't know I'm going to do a car and give it to him.
Man, I love it.
So, did you have a budget in mind?
I'm thinking in between 50 and 60.
Right.
I got you.
I think that's doable.
That feels good. So, brother, we've got to find the right car.
Sounds good.
We got some shopping to do, man. This Charger is going to be great. I love Bob's vision for it, and I can't wait to get started on it. Well, it is as soon as we find it. Always done world-class builds here at Counts Custom. But I gotta tell you, man, I'm really proud of some of the latest. So much so that I've kept a lot of them for myself. And now I kinda wanna share them with the world, so I got something to share with the crew. So check this out, guys. You know, always in the shop area and stuff like that, we've always got calendars hanging around, and it's always calendars of somebody else's cars. Well, I got to thinking to myself, you know what? I love my cars.
Yeah.
We've built some really amazing cars.
We have.
So therefore, it's time to do a Counts Customs calendar. I'm going to do this upright. I'm going to hire a professional photographer to do a really nice calendar. And I want you guys to all be a part of it. I want each one of you guys to pick a vehicle that you love, a vehicle of your choice. Maybe it's something you see at a car show. Maybe it's a bike that you know at a bike show or something like that. Maybe it's a dream car or whatever. Take a picture of yourself with this vehicle, and I'm going to put this on the back cover. So each one of you guys are on the back cover with a picture of a vehicle that you guys take.
So not a selfie, you mean? Professional picture?
I would really prefer that it would be a nice photo of you, but, you know, if you have to stand there and take a selfie, go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know what's going to happen. Yes. He's going to take a selfie.
Right. I know. I know. This is going to be a blast, man. Each month, it's going to have a picture of one of my very own rides on it, and the guys are going to have pictures of themselves with one of their dream cars on the back cover. Not too sure what it's going to look like, but knowing my guys, it's going to be interesting.
If we're going to be on the back, do we get a free copy?
Yes.
Coming up.
Cheapskate.
Dude, what have you done to it? Tell me you have, like, boxes and boxes of parts somewhere.
I certainly don't.
I wanted to get started on this Charger project right away. These things are not easy to find, so I put the word out that I'm looking for one of these cars, and luckily, one of my regulars over at my club van says he's got one in storage. He's thinking about selling it, so of course I'm going to check it out. Derek, what's happening, man?
How you doing?
Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you. Good? Yeah, definitely.
All right. So, you're hiding a 1968 Charger, huh?
Yeah.
All right. What's the story on this?
I've had about 6 months.
Yeah? Been working on it?
Coming along a little bit.
Okay.
Not the finished product, but...
Okay. I'm ready, man. I'm ready. I can't wait to see this... This ain't it, right?
This is it.
Dude, what have you done to it? I thought you said you were working on it.
She's almost done.
She's almost done?
Yeah.
Man, when someone says they're working on a car, I'm expecting to see an entire car. But what Derek's got going on here is basically a frame and a body sitting on some wheels. But at least it's a 68 Charger. So far, it looks like you've just taken it apart and sandblasted it.
Yeah, that's about it. Really wanted to make it my project, bring this beauty back to life here. But, you know, money's getting a little bit tight and thinking about going back to school, so.
I gotcha. Tell me you have, like, boxes and boxes and boxes of parts for this car somewhere.
I certainly don't.
So this is it. What I see is what I get.
This is it, as is.
Wow. There's a lot here that I gotta do. What I'm looking at here is a whole lot of shopping and a whole lot of searching. So I'm gonna be straight up honest with you. I'm gonna have to get it pretty cheap. So the question to you becomes, what do you gotta have for it?
I really think I'm looking about four.
400?
About $4,000.
$4,000? I could buy a complete car for somewhere close to that. Yes, maybe it wouldn't be this nice, maybe the body wouldn't be this nice, but I'd have a whole car. I'd give you $1,000. I'd give you $1,000.
Danny, I'm not even gonna buy a chemistry book for that. I can do three.
I can't do three. I still got a budget that I gotta fall into.
About two and a half and a $500 bar tab.
About $1,500 and a $250 bar tab.
Throw on a leather jacket and you got yourself a deal.
Done. Let's make it. Let's make it happen.
Let's do it.
Beautiful. Well, I thought I was going to buy a 68 Charger to drop this 440 engine into, so I got a whole lot more work to do. But I didn't have to spend too much money on this, so I've got the budget to make it happen. Now, it's time to get to work. Man, I got a whole lot of parts shopping to do now. See what you've done to me?
Danny wants us all to get a picture in front of our dream car. Well, that's not hard for me to figure out. Everyone knows I love the Camaro Z28. And Mike, he knows exactly where one is.
All right. Oh, let's go do this.
How'd you find this car?
Doc told me about it. So here's a 79
Camaro. The reality is I want a 79 Z28.
What's the difference?
It doesn't have a Z28 sticker on it?
No, it's a whole different body.
It's a different car.
I thought you can get some pictures by it like this.
it's just it's set up for drag, but it is cool. I mean, there are some cool things to it. So let's just talk to the guy and see what's up with it.
Hey, are you Justin?
I am.
Kevin, Doc sent us over.
Yes, sir.
Check out your car.
Yes, sir.
Mike,
nice to meet you.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, brother.
Cool. Check it out?
Yeah, let's go check it out.
All right. This is cool, Justin. You got this set up for Dragon, obviously.
Yeah.
Damn. I've always loved 79 Z28s.
Oh, all right.
So I thought we were coming to see a 79 Z28. I didn't realize it was just a 79 Camaro, but it is cool. What does it run?
10 O's at 135.
Nice.
10.
All right.
Wow, 10 is moving. I mean, that is cooking.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
Can we take it for a ride?
No way.
Come on, man.
No.
That was a quick answer.
Yeah.
That was quick.
That means he's not selling it.
Never.
So, Justin, would it be okay if I took a couple pictures with your car?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sweet. Let's see, how do we want to do this?
Straddle the hood scoop. You know, just give me a cool guy, you know, there you go. No, you got to be a little tougher.
Ready?
All right. Yeah, there you go. That's that Olympian look. The biceps are bulging. All right, hold on.
You ready?
Yeah, give me another one. The Hulk. All right.
Justin, you rock. Thank you so much.
No problem.
I appreciate that.
All right, Kev.
Thanks for putting up with us.
No problem.
It's my turn.
Turn for what?
Pictures.
You're not taking any pictures.
Come on.
We got to go.
Come on.
I got to get back to work.
Fine. I'm going
to
take a selfie.
No, you got to find your own car. Right. Come on. We got to go.
Well, we got to wait for traffic, you know. Might as well hit a couple.
Mike, stop right now. Mike doesn't get to take a picture with my dream car. That's just wrong. He has to find his own damn car. You know what? You're off of this whole calendar thing. You're off.
Really?
That's right. You're off the calendar.
How are you, bro?
Hey, Danny. What's going on?
And just out running around, man.
I don't like that look.
My guys are cranking on a 68 Dodge Charger, but the problem is all I've got is a body and an engine. I need to find the rest, so I'm headed over to go see my buddy Greg. He's got a shop here in town, and he's a car nut like myself, and I bet you he's got parts for this Charger. Hey, man, if you borrow tools, man, make sure you put them back. What's going on, Greg? How are you, bro?
Good.
What's happening?
Busy as usual.
Absolutely.
What's happening?
Good to see you, man. Just out running around, man.
I don't like that look. I've known Danny for 20 years. We've worked together many times. We've done a lot of projects together. I know he's got an ulterior motive.
I know how you like to hoard parts.
Uh-oh. What are you building?
I've got a 68 Charger.
Okay.
It's a shell. Rolling chassis, body, shell. It's that empty. So I'm literally looking for everything. I don't even care if it's new old stock, or even if it needs restoration. I don't care. I'm just looking for anything 68 Charger.
I did a 68 Charger a year ago, and I have a bunch of parts left over, but I'm saving them. I'm saving them to build another one.
Do you have a 68 Charger right now?
Well, I don't have one right now, but I will.
What do you need these parts for?
Because I'm going to buy one.
Well, let me just look and see what you got. And maybe I could buy some of these parts off you.
I'll show you what I got, but I don't know if I want to give them up.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. You can give them up.
I'll show you what I got.
I'll buy them off you. It's better than giving them up. All right, brother, man, let's see what kind of parts you got hiding. Wow. Okay, here's where all the parts are in Vegas.
So we're looking for early parts.
Early Mopar.
Here's a set of bumpers left over from that car.
Seriously? 68
yes.
bumpers?
Those are 68 Charger bumpers, yeah.
Bro, now we're getting somewhere. Do you mind?
No, go ahead. You're taller than me.
About your head. Looks like it needs a little love, but it ain't bad. I mean,
I saved it because it can be re-chromed.
Right, you gotta sell these. But what's in the box?
We'll pull it down and take a look.
Watch your head again, man. You can't afford to lose any more inches off your height, man. What do we got in here? Oh.
Okay, I remember.
Bro, you got a box of happiness here for me. Taillights. You got emblems. Come on, dude. You don't need any of this stuff.
I really am saving it.
Saving it. You're saving everything in here.
Well, you never know what I'm going to need.
It's prehistoric. All right. What else you got?
That's everything I got.
What do you want for the box of the bumpers?
I don't know if I want to give them up.
You don't need them. You don't even have a 68 Charger. I got a 68 Charger over there that has no bumpers and has no box.
I'll tell you what, I won't sell them to you, but okay. I'll trade you.
Oh, now you make me nervous.
I will trade you.
Okay.
That Tri-Power carburetor setup.
Ooh, look at you. You go right for the jugular.
It's been sitting on the shelf for years. I'll trade you for all this stuff. Oh, even Steven.
That's harsh, man. I've got an old Tri-Power carburetor setup that I made the mistake of letting Greg see one time when he was over at my shop, and he's been trying to get that from me ever since. I never really considered letting it go, but all these charger parts that Greg's got, man, it's a gold mine, so I might have to reconsider.
What do you want to do?
Shoot. All right, I got two bumpers I got to re-chrome.
With brackets.
With brackets. I got the taillight set up. I got all of this trim.
Hinges.
What if I gave you, like, $200?
Nope. No. No.
You want that Tri-Power?
I want that Tri-Power really bad.
Shoot. All right, you know what, man? You're on.
Done.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough. You get the box. It's heavier. I'll take the bumpers. The thing about being a car addict is these old parts, man, they're, like, worth more than money. It's like it's their own currency, and their value goes up and down depending on just how bad we need certain parts. That carburetor setup I've got, it might be worth more than these charger parts or the other way around. It doesn't matter. I got a project that needs to be finished, and so does Greg. So we got to trade, and bam, car addicts, win-win. Sweet, man. See you at the shop. $200. Thank you, sir.
Carburetors.
Carburetors. You're on.
I'll see you later.
You're on. Thanks, Greg. Great. Ready to take a look at this? Let's quit messing around.
Wow.
That's sexy. Never gonna get him out of there.
A few months ago, Robert came in looking to build a classic charger just like his dad had back in the day. He brought us an engine, and we basically found and built everything else around it, and I gotta tell you, I love this charger. It's bad. Ryan finished her off with an insanely beautiful, deep purple paint job. She is gorgeous. Robert and his dad, Jim, they're here tonight to check this gorgeous car out. The cool thing about it is Jim doesn't even know that this charger was built specifically for him.
Robert, how are we doing? See you, nice seeing you again.
Pleasure.
This is Robert's wife, Jenny.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Nice Robert's father, Jim.
Jim, it's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
How you doing?
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for coming out. Robert, you got yourself a gorgeous ride, and it's in the next room. So what do you say we quit talking about it and we
can take a peek? All right.
Come on, man. Let's quit messing around. Robert, your 68 truck. Please enjoy.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Whoa. That's sexy. That's
that is. That hits it all right there. That is bad.
This 68 Charger came into the shop as just an engine, but she's driving out of here an all-out showstopper. We outfitted this gorgeous ride with a 727 automatic torque flight transmission. She's sitting on stock-type steel wheels with a dog dish hubcap that's been painted to match the insane color Ryan picked out for this beauty. Finally, we threw a six-pack hood scoop on her for more hood clearance and that little extra added touch of nastiness. I'm gonna hate watching this one leave the shop.
That's perfect.
A car like this, in my opinion, is so beautiful that all you really want to do is enhance what's already there. Let's check out the interior, man, while we're at this right here. The only modifications that you're going to find to the inside of this car is a modern stereo setup right there. Other than that, she's all stock.
Yeah.
I can't take my eyes off of it.
Speechless.
Wow.
I love the front.
The thing looks mean.
It's pretty. It's just going to eat you up on the road.
You got to see how gorgeous.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Man, that is all wow factor. That motor fits in there beautifully.
Who wants to sit in this thing and maybe fire it up? We got a volunteer anywhere?
Well, I guess I'll have to volunteer.
I think we'll let you do it.
You're the Mopar guy.
Get down, yes. Jim. How'd that feel?
The purple. Oh, I love it. Oh, that about
that? You knocked it out of this world. It's beautiful. Everything is perfect.
Love it.
Dad, being car guys, both of us, I know how much of a big Mopar fan you are. I figured for everything that you've done for me over the years, I wanted to have this car built for you.
Nice.
This is for you.
Now, I really got to appreciate that. I didn't expect that at all.
I hope you like it.
What else can I say? It's perfect. Well, it's very amazing, to tell you the truth. I mean, but cherish that baby. There ain't no doubt about that.
Hopefully my dad will let me take it out for a spin, but I'm not going to count on it right away.
Now, we wanted to make sure that you guys, you got the gorgeous car. We want to make sure we geared you out, man. So, from Counts Customs, right here, our official Dickies jackets that we wear in the shop all the time. Your name on it,
not
Jim.
My name on
that
it
is
either.
Yours, sir, right there, brother.
Thank
man.
You.
This Mopar is built to run like crazy. And now you guys got the proper gear, your Dickies jackets. They are built to work. So wherever you guys go in this car, please fly the flag for us.
Oh, we will.
We'll appreciate
it. I like my cars to be the center of attention, but tonight I think she was outshined by the look on Robert and his dad's face, man. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I love it, man. Tell me you all are happy, and that makes me a happy man.
Oh. Happy.
Happy. Beyond you're done about that.
This world.
Beyond amen. Awesome, happy, all those words.
Amen.